So what has been your favorite character to play?
I don't really have a favorite character. I would have to say there have been certain gigs I've done that just stand out in my mind. For instance, I did what we call a voice match for Mr. Ed at the TV Land Awards. A voice match is when, for whatever reason, the producers of a project can't get the original voice. In some cases, maybe it's a celebrity and they cost too much money, or in this case, the guy who did the voice of Mr. Ed on the TV show died a number of years ago, so they had to cast somebody else to do the voice. And that was a lot of fun because I got to do a skit with Alan Young, who was Wilbur on the show, and it was a very funny little sketch. And of course, I don't know if you're familiar with the TV Land Awards, but they have practically everybody who's ever been anybody in television. I mean, all these luminaries from the television world. In fact, there's a really cool shot of the cast of the Carol Burnett Show in that little clip. You can go to my website, which is kevindelaney.net, and you can watch that clip, and you'll see that it cuts to the table of the cast of the Carol Burnett Show, and they're all cracking up over this skit, and that was just a very, very nice moment. But there have been lots of roles that I have played that I've been happy about, and I always like to imagine that my favorite role is the one that I'm just about to do.
And are you allowed to say what that role is?
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Oh.
I don't know what it is yet, but that's always my attitude.
Whatever's
coming up next, that's going to be the big one for me.
Well, see, I liked Captain Marvel. I'm a big Captain Marvel fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that video game. I love the live action, and I like I said, I love superheroes, and I thought that was really awesome. And now, I want to backtrack. You were talking about Mr. Ed. You know, with all the remakes that are going on, you know, they did the remake with Garfield, Bill Murray playing the voice. Are you surprised they haven't done that yet, Mr. Ed? You know, especially with the Dr. Dolittle movie remakes?
You know, they did do a remake of Mr. Ed a few years ago as a television show. And if I recall correctly, Sherman Hemsley from The Jeffersons was the voice of Mr. Ed.
I guess I never saw that.
I don't think anybody saw it. It was on TV for about 10 seconds. Yeah, I don't think it went over too well. You know, you have to be real careful whenever you change or you alter something classic like that, because you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be very upset if you mess with something that they grew up with and if it's too different from what they know. And that's why it's very challenging as a voiceover artist when you have to step into those shoes. You know, there are people who, no matter how good you are, no matter how close you get to that original, you're still not the original, so they hate you no matter what. So that can be a bit of a thankless job.
Now, I've bumped into students who really want to pursue a voice and a career in voice acting. What advice do you have for someone trying to pursue this career?
First of all, don't try to pursue it. Pursue it. Do it. This is a very tough, very challenging profession. It's only for very serious-minded people who, at the same time, can have a lot of fun doing what they're doing. And I really try to stress this as much as I can. Anytime I do an interview or I am hosting a workshop, it requires a lot of commitment. You have to be very clear in your own mind about what you're doing and what you want to do. This is not a business really for part-timers. It's not a business for people who kind of sort of want to get into it or think it might be kind of fun to do it. You really have to be committed. You have to commit yourself. So that's the first thing. You have to start by knowing that this is what you really want to do. In fact, I've heard a number of people say that you shouldn't pursue acting if there's anything in the world that you could do other than that. In other words, if you can't imagine yourself doing anything else, then fine, pursue an acting career. But if there's anything at all that you can do, you're better off doing that, and you probably don't have what it takes to pursue a professional acting career. Incidentally, voiceover and acting really are one and the same. Sometimes people think that voiceover is just about talking into a microphone. Voiceover is absolutely an acting job. It's a subset of acting, you might say. So I would recommend that a person take their acting career very, very seriously. Certainly study acting, and I don't mean by that to say that you have to study it in a super formalized kind of context. You don't necessarily have to go to school to study acting, but you should be a student, certainly, of your art and of life. I think that's the most important thing of all. In fact, I think it's kind of a trap. You have to be careful that you don't get too into the acting or too into the voiceover, because ultimately, if you're going to be interesting, you got to be really keyed into life. So it's very important that you have a life that you understand the meaning of things. You know, you're interested in people and the way that people do things and say things and the way that they react to things. And I think it's also important to get some good, solid voiceover training. Definitely immerse yourself in that and learn everything that you can. Get with a good coach, a good teacher. I often encourage people to form workout groups where you can trade copy and you can offer comments, of course, constructive comments on each other's work. But the main thing to do is, if you want to do this, then do it. Don't just think about it. Don't just dream about it. And don't listen to anybody who tells you it's impossible if this is something that you really want to do. It's very difficult. It's very challenging. I'll be the first person to tell you that. But it's a great profession. And if you want to do it, there's no reason in the world why you can't.